Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit ancestry.com/health.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session. And, you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed. And I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've got a 7-year-old and I'm a 47-year-old, and he's just learning to skateboard, and I was a skateboarder since 1980. He had been begging me all week to prove to him that I could do a kickflip, because he really hasn't seen Daddy be an active guy. You know, I do all that at work, and when I come home, I'm exhausted. This weekend, I had to haul a whole bunch of pallets to the back of the house because I was using them for projects and stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm outside skateboarding with my son, and I'm doing kickflips and other tricks I haven't done in 20 years. And I'm like, this isn't me. This is who I used to be, but this isn't me. Maybe I need to change my language now. You know, this is me. What I have been for a while has not been the real me. So it's amazing what the body can do when it's fed the right thing, you know. It just can heal itself.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Got a lot to get to on today's show. John Catsimatidis with me before we're done. What is going on in New York City? We will try to get a definitive answer. Kristen Tate here to talk the new offer from the administration of free vaccines. And we start with America's mayor on the state of law enforcement in America today. It's Kevin McCullough. Let's get this going.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're still of the belief that we will have a vaccine by the end of the year. Operation Warp Speed has made it clear that their goal is to have in more than 100 million doses. We're manufacturing in advance to make that a possibility.
And what she didn't say, at least in that soundbite, is that according to today, the Department of Defense and a handful of other federal health agencies have already outlined plans to provide the corona vaccine, the coronavirus vaccine, at no charge to all Americans that want it. Do you know how significant this is? You've had Joe Biden yapping up and down the street for the last 2 months saying this administration's not done anything. Well, he shut down travel. They've not done anything. He fast-tracked therapies. They haven't done anything. He sent ventilators to Cuomo who didn't need them. He sent a hospital ship to de Blasio who didn't use it. And then he's done warp speed and he's got a vaccine and now he's going to give it to the American people. Where's Joe Biden's plan? Here's his plan, mask you and shut everything back down. That's what he said he'd do at his convention. Someone who spoke at the other convention the week later is my next guest, and I'm always honored to have America's mayor join us at Kevin McCullough Radio. But Mayor Rudy Giuliani, you have performed such a patriotic duty to your country in the service of this president on all the fronts that you've helped him with. I'm so grateful for the fact that you spared a few minutes for us today. Let me ask you right off the top, this shooting in Los Angeles and the reprehensible attempt to block the hospital where they were taking the sheriff's deputies and the celebration in the street. I've seen viral videos of 3.9 million viewers watching some of these thugs jump up and down saying, oh, we busted them. We got them. Mayor, this law and order thing is really out of control in the worst way possible. And I think that voters are going to respond to this in November. What is your assessment of it at this point?
Well, this is about as clear an example of people getting what they were asking for. And who are the people that were asking for it? Meaning kill cops.
Right.
That's the continuous chant of the Black Lives Matter people, whether it's in a protest or a riot. It is supported by all Democrats because none of them have the guts to condemn Black Lives Matter or to say you shouldn't chant something like that. Joe Biden was silent about it forever. He made one statement saying he's against rioting. He didn't say he was against rioters. He's against rioting. Well, rioting can't be done on its own. It's done by certain people, like Black Lives Matter. And there's no doubt, just go look at any tape of any demonstration or protest or riot, and they are screaming, kill cops. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. That's one unique to Black Lives Matter. They made that one up.
Right.
Kill the pigs. And there's a good reason for it. One of the people that is substantially involved with Black Lives Matter is a woman named Susan Rosenberg, who was part of the Black Panther Army, which was responsible for killing about two dozen cops. She went to jail for 58 years, and Clinton suspended her. A Democrat president let her out. But only 16 years. And you have not heard not a single word from a single Democrat criticizing the people who are chanting kill cops. Well, they got their wish. They got their wish with Captain Dorn in St. Louis. They killed him, even though he was a retired cop. He was acting as a cop. He'd been on the force for 38 years. Several others have been killed. And whether I'm forgotten if it was Friday or Saturday night in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Saturday.
The crowd,
right.
Yeah, the crowd was chanting exactly what Black Lives Matter has asked them to chant. I don't know if these people are members of Black Lives Matter or they are devotees of Black Lives Matter, but they were using the same words that for the last 5 years, Black Lives Matter yells incessantly every time they have a chance to yell, kill cops. That's what they were yelling. They should die. The pig should die. And they could have died because it delayed and made it harder to get those two deputies to the life-saving doctors that they had to get to.
No, it's Kayleigh McEnany called it a modern-day miracle times two that they're alive. And that's exactly true.
Look, I know the guy who did the murder is even worse. But there's something totally, I think Mike Huckabee described it as demonic, that people would stand in front of an emergency room and call for the death of the two bodies that are being brought in on stretchers. I mean, I don't know what's happened to you when you do that, but I know where they learned it. I know who taught them that. I know who was asking them to do that. And I would love to get them arrested to find out who they are.
Well, and Mayor,
they should go to jail for attempted murder.
And I hate to keep bringing this up, but these are not people that are supporting the president. I said it in these a column all, a couple of weeks ago. These are Joe Biden's voters.
These are Biden riots.
Yeah.
He is in charge of the party that has a very, very close relationship with Black Lives Matter. In fact, they get their funding from the same company. It goes through a company called Blue Star that funds both the Democratic National Committee, the Biden campaign, and Black Lives Matter. The single biggest donor to that company is George Soros.
Yeah.
So the Democrat Party, Joe Biden, and Black Lives Matter all have, as the major source of their money, the same guy, George Soros.
That's why
Biden keeps his mouth shut, because he doesn't want to jeopardize his source of money. That's more important than the lives of cops.
Mayor, let me ask you this, because under your governance, New York City saw some really incredible years, and I was honored to move here towards the end of your term and be able to enjoy some of that myself.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
But let me ask you, because I've interfaced with civil rights leaders for a couple of decades, and I've never had one of them come to me from any of our nation's inner cities and say, Kev, we want less cops. I've always had people say, we want greater engagement with police. We want cops that may grow from our neighborhood and look more like us. We want greater dialogue with, you know, how things are done. What was your experience when you were cleaning up the city and saying, we're going to get tough on the bad stuff? Did the civil rights leadership separate themselves from you, or were they glad that you were actually protecting their dangerous neighborhoods?
You got to separate the civil rights leadership. If we're talking about the hucksters, the racial hucksters like the Al Sharptons and the Black Lives Matter people, yeah, they wanted less cops so there'd be more crime and hopefully more police shooting so they could exploit it and make money. If you're talking about the legitimate people,
right,
and even beyond the civil rights leadership, the people who live there,
pastors,
I would do town hall meetings
leaders
in Harlem. I would do in Bensonhurst, Bay Ridge, Crown Heights. The regular people, African-Americans, Hispanic, Jewish, Catholic, they want more cops.
Yeah.
They specifically want more cops in places of high crime. Legitimate people do. The mothers and the fathers and the people who work for a living and the people who are the staples of the community, they want more cops.
Their communities are the most exploited by the crime. And so I would imagine it would be to their benefit to have. And especially now that you have an NYPD, which is minority dominant. I mean, you've got people that look like every neighborhood that can work in every neighborhood. And I think that's incredible. Mayor, we're short on time. And I did not have a chance to get to any of the other issues we wanted to talk to you about.
Well,
Please come back soon.
We'll come back, Kevin.
All right.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Mayor, America's mayor. There he goes. But what a resounding statement about the issue of law enforcement. They're getting what they asked for. They want dead cops. They want defunded cops. The question is that what you, the voters, want? Because at the end of the day, that's what's on the ballot, 11-3. Make sure you're registered and make sure that you vote. Coming up next, the president's administration is going to give a COVID vaccine to any American who wants it for free. Doesn't this qualify as having a strategy for COVID-19? I'm Kevin McCullough. Kristen B. Tate with me next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As we move into the fall and school is starting to open up and restaurants are opening up, there's this great danger that people are going to become susceptible to sickness. There might be some good reason for that. We've shut down everyone's immune systems by keeping them locked down for all this time. So the best way to start building your defenses against disease, whether it's coronavirus or anything else, is actually starting to work on building your immune system. Well, what helps you do that better than anything else? It's fruits and vegetables in large quantities. And that's why I love Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. In just a few capsules a day, I am getting more than 10 servings of 31 individual fruits and vegetables, about a plate's worth of salad, 10 times in just the basic dose. Friends, if you have not started to boost your immune system and you're worried about this fall, you want to stay healthy, you want to stay on top of your game, then give Balance of Nature a try. And don't forget to ask them about your free health coach when you call. Now, right now, they're offering free shipping and 35% off your preferred order. You call right now and find out how you get that. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to get the latest special discount when you use the special radio code. I'll give you in just a second. But again, that phone number, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. And the discount code, KMC. That's 800-246-8751. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you, you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected. And if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Harris-Biden administration is going to relaunch that effort.
A Harris administration together with Joe.
Together with Joe? Oh, we don't even get his last name. That was weird yesterday, wasn't it? Wasn't that a little bizarre? They both come out and they say Harris-Biden and Harris administration. That was. Anyway, let's get Kristen Tate's view on this. Kristen, I saw both of those clips happen yesterday live. And then I saw some of the kind of funny pushback on social media that they took for it. But I don't think anybody really paid attention to it seriously. And then there was this Rasmussen poll that got released last night that showed that 59% of the American people think that Joe Biden won't serve a full 4 years. I keep trying to figure out why he's such a great candidate. I mean, supposedly he's so close in the polls and everything that most of the American people don't even think he's going to last 4 years.
You're exactly right. The guy can't even remember what state he's in half the time. But the reason the left thinks he's a great candidate is because he's not Donald Trump and he's not terribly offensive to moderate Democrat voters the way a Bernie Sanders would be.
Right.
But yes, I don't think he will finish out his first term. I would be shocked if he did. And most people realize that. But I have to say, you know how people say, oh, voters vote in favor of something, not against something. I don't think that's necessarily always true. So even though Biden is a really weak candidate, there are going to be a lot of Democrats who go out and vote for him just because they hate Donald Trump. The left did not get out the vote in 2016, and they are going to make sure that mistake does not happen again. So they are totally focused
saying.
On mobilization.
I get that. And to some degree, I understand it. I have to keep saying this, though, and I feel like I'm sometimes the only one in the room actually saying it. Yesterday, another side-by-side of the two candidates, there's President Trump signing a historic peace agreement. The eyes of the entire world watching one of the most presidential things that can ever be done in terms of foreign affairs and statecraft. And then you have Biden showing up, barely being able to read a teleprompter in Florida a half hour later. It's not so much that I think that they're not going to try to cheat and win in every way possible, but there is this constant daily comparison of one person's complete kind of mastery of the job to a degree that he's even kind of embarrassed the last two or three administrations before him. And the other guy that can barely get up and walk in the morning. I mean, I don't think that Biden is a complete incompetent, but I just the image between the two, one is so like proficient at just pounding the pavement and getting it done. And the other guy, he looks frail and he's wearing a mask everywhere. And, you feel sorry for him. I want to go over and pat him on the head and say, here, Uncle Joe, have a chair. I'll bring you a tuna sandwich. Am I wrong on this?
No, you're right. And that's exactly why the Biden campaign has pretty much kept him in his basement for the last 5 or 6 months using COVID as an excuse. But now, of course, because of Trump's achievements, because of how much he's actually getting done, the polls are tightening. And now Team Biden realizes they've got to wheel their candidate out of the basement and put him in front of voters and actually get him on the trail. And that's a huge liability for them.
Yeah, I don't think it's helping. Well, his main attack line against the president has been, you know, Trump didn't do anything to help with the COVID crisis. He caused the COVID crisis. He hasn't done anything to stop COVID from coming in our direction. Of course, you can list the things that he did, from banning travel right away to giving ventilators to governors who ended up not needing them, to making sure that we fast-tracked a whole line of therapies, to fast-tracking warp speed, a vaccine. Today, the Department of Defense and other federal agencies are releasing a plan to supply the coronavirus vaccine to all Americans for free the minute it is available. They come from a report to Congress and a playbook for state and local governments. This is the AP that reported on this. But this is a pretty big deal, Kristen, from the standpoint that if you know that you can get the vaccine as soon as you want and you don't have to pay for it. Now, we actually already did pay for it, because Trump pre-purchased 100 million vaccines from the companies in advance of their finalization and approval. But that means that we should get them for free, because we've already paid for it through our taxes, and he's going to turn around and give it to us. I think this is it's just another day at work for him. Oh, I solved another problem. Scratch that one off the list.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. But you know what's really infuriating is the Democrats are probably going to try to make sure their constituents don't take the vaccine. It's really hilarious. You know, the Democrats are running on this slogan, "I believe in science." These people are the most anti-science of all. They're being anti-vaxxers. Kamala Harris is telling all of her followers that she wouldn't trust a vaccine that the Trump administration releases. These people just don't want anyone taking an effective vaccine, because they want to keep being able to blame Trump. They want to keep the economy closed, and they want to keep everyone home. And I find it absolutely hilarious that they're simultaneously running on, you know, the semantically overloaded jargon, "I believe in science." I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, Jill Biden, the vice president's wife, actually tweeted yesterday, something like "vote for science" or "I believe in science" or whatever she put up there. And she got rolled. I mean, Ben Shapiro said, "Can a man be a woman?" I said, "Are preborn children actually living?" There were people that were just hitting her with one after the other, and they're all like weaknesses in, you know, their platform as a party. But you're right, they don't actually pay attention to science when it doesn't comport with their Alinsky style desired takeover of America.
These people have become cartoon characters of left-wingers. It's just pathetic. Everything bad that happens is Trump's fault. The wildfires are Trump's fault. COVID deaths are Trump's fault. And everything good that happens is to the credit of Democrat governors. Oh, you know, when the COVID death rate goes down in New York, that's because of Cuomo, not Trump.
Right.
It's so transparent. I have to think anyone with a brain knows exactly what's going on. Unfortunately, there are just a lot of morons out there who hate Trump no matter what, and they don't care about the truth, and they're the ones buying into this Democrat nonsense.
Well, and I got to think that those numbers, because of how transparent information is now available, cannot be as strongly relied upon on their end as they have been in the past. I think that Trump's going to get 20% of the black vote, and I think he's going to get between 30% and 40% of the Latino vote. And if he does, I think it's lights out early for Biden on election night. Not that it'll be easy. Everybody's got to get to the polls. We've got to get the vote out. But I don't think it's going to be close. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, Kristen Tate, thank you as always.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and we are reaching a very important point in the COVID-19 crisis that most people in America don't know anything about. See, the COVID crisis in America has played out along one set of talking points. We must find a cure. We've got to have a vaccine. We need new therapies. We've got to make sure that reopenings begin, which is good. That's what America needs. That's how we will get our life back on track. And it's important for that to happen because of how the COVID crisis has actually interrupted the life of the third world. Well, wait a second, Kevin. What do you mean by that? Well, it's this simple. When the first world, Europe and America and the developed countries on planet Earth, began to experience the COVID crisis, the poverty that was already engulfing third world countries took a deeper and darker hold on all of them. That is nowhere more pronounced than in the Sudan region of Africa. In the northern Sudanese country, those who have been enslaved by northern Sudanese had their conditions become worse. Slave owners couldn't get as much food, so the little bit that they were already feeding to their slaves got taken away. They also got a harsher crackdown on not getting work done and more brutal circumstances like genital mutilation and starvation, sometimes poking out slaves' eyes who choose to disobey sometimes basic and abusive orders. Friends, these things have been occurring and they continue to occur. But Christian Solidarity International, somebody that we have advocated for the last dozen years or so at Kevin McCullough, all things related to this broadcast, Radio Night Live, the Kevin McCullough Show, and all of our podcasts, one of the things we have been advocating for is the liberation of those slaves so that they're not even in the ownership of those slave masters any longer. See, they came to be slaves while the Sudanese civil war was underway. And when government powers brokered the peace and South Sudan was created as the world's youngest nation, it didn't address, none of the global powers addressed the continuing slave scenario there. Friends, we can make a difference, as we have in years past, by choosing to liberate slave by slave on an individual underground railroad negotiated basis. Not trading dollars for lives, but trading something that is of value to the slave master, a vaccine for his cattle called Novidium. It will help his cattle survive through the harsh summer and weather extremes. And in exchange, they'll release a slave. CSI has been involved in this negotiation for dozens of years and have helped free tens of thousands. Over 100,000 slaves have now been freed. The vaccine costs about $50. And then in addition to that, CSI would like to offer every slave that is liberated what's called a bag of hope. It includes a tarp that can be turned into a tent. It includes a year's worth of sorghum seed to grow a coming crop. It includes a year's worth of sorghum grain to be able to feed themselves for the first year when they win their liberty. Friends, you can make a life for a slave know that freedom by just giving that gift of $250. They also get a she-goat to help produce some income for the family and gardening tools to help them on their way. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to help someone who has been ravaged by the COVID-19 crisis. Would you help free a slave right now? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. And on Wednesdays, we do set the front page, the front section of the newspaper down, and we turn to the lifestyle section, and we say, how can we help you do parenting a little bit better? Shelley Goldberg, for years, the parenting reporter at New York One, and now our primary consultant on this particular subject, and someone that we turn to every week for just one tip. I try not to overwhelm you. I just want to give you one thing that can help you become a better parent in the process. And Shelley's back with us. Shelley, I know that books in our house during the lockdown in some ways were salvation because you can be transported through the imagination to other places. You come to us with an even more practical use for them today.
Yes, books are such a powerful tool, Kevin. And I think there are a lot of parents who are very uncomfortable talking about those really scary feelings, you know, loneliness and isolation and illness and the things that their kids want to talk about and the feelings that their kids are having. And sometimes you need a bridge. You need something that'll make it a little easier for parents to explore and express these feelings with their kids. Now, traditionally, we did this with fairy tales. I mean, I'm sure your parents read fairy tales to you as a little boy. Am I right? Yes?
I guess so. You know, it's been so long since I was a little boy. I don't remember exactly. But we've certainly read a bunch of them to our kids. So I know that's played a role. Yeah.
Yes. And that's a great, it's very cathartic. And it's a great way to get the conversation going about those scary feelings. So since there's so much on the table here, and kids, you know, are worried about masks and not seeing grandma and all that plexiglass, you know, everywhere you go, there's plexiglass and social distancing. I'm suggesting that parents think about using as a bridge, a very powerful tool, and that's finding books and reading to your kids, sharing together books that'll talk about the issues of COVID. So where do you go to find them? Here are some places. Number one, I mean, it's as simple as it sounds, ask your friends, because they're going to know somebody will have a book that they want to recommend that was incredibly helpful to them. The American Psychological Association has a great list. The best, what I found was, and I was very surprised, YouTube, for free, has an incredible list of children's books all about COVID. They're narrated, most of them, by great people, and they really address a lot of different issues, whether it's masks, social distancing, and they're for all different ages. And another great resource is the New York City School Library System, and they have a number of free ebooks that you can download, and I will give Alex the website so you can post it. And they have the cutest, I mean, they have gentle titles, things like, I jotted them down, Kevin, for you, Piggy and Bunny and the Stay-at-Home Plan, Captain Corona and the 19 COVID Warriors, Something Strange Happened in My City, and P is for Pandemic. So that's another great place to go to find some titles. Now, some of the books that I really love, and I just want to personally recommend. There's one narrated by Donald Sutherland, the actor, who has a fabulous voice.
Oh, yes, he does.
Right? And it's called Rainbows in Windows. And it's about a little boy who's frightened. He's very sad. He's not seeing his friends. But his mom wisely uses arts and crafts to get him to paint rainbows. And they then put the rainbows in the window to uplift the whole neighborhood. So I'm going to read to you from, I jotted down two sentences from the book.
Sure.
So we have to stay in, wash our hands, and be kind. This won't last forever, but it's on everyone's mind. Short walks are okay. We can wave from afar. But for the next little while, we just won't go very far. So that's a great one for the little ones. I also like, by Tony Ross, I Don't Want to Wash My Hands. It's about a little princess, and she wants to know, why is everyone telling her to wash her hands all the time? Whether she plays with a dog after she sneezes, but she learns about germs in a very, very sweet way. Then there's Thank You Helpers, which is all about, it's a joyful tribute, I guess is a great way to describe it, to the doctors, the nurses, the teachers, and the grocery workers. And it makes the new reality a little less scary, I think. For older kids, the last two, these are for older kids, Kelly Goes Back to School and Coronavirus, A Book for Children. And that's by Dr. Lauren Block. And these books are evidence-based, and there's a lot of scientific research. So that's why they're for middle school kids and above.
Nice.
But I think that's a great place to start, and I think it will help parents have these very important conversations.
I think you've done a lot of groundwork there for people, Shelley, and that's very helpful indeed. Thank you so much. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed, and I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
The changes in my husband has been phenomenal. He was resisting, another scam of yours. I said, this is not a scam. I said, look at what I can do. Look at the energy. I was battling with him for over a year. But then he saw the readings on his blood work. They really changed to the positive. They were very, very negative, and he was having a lot of trouble. He was in and out of the hospital and all that kind of stuff. Now he's kind of like Tarzan. No, not really. But they really have escalated to a point where the doctor keeps smiling all the time. What are you doing? What are you doing? He said, I just listened to my wife again, and I'm doing Balance of Nature.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say, use it all, oh, oh,
always on my road, I'm still New York. He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is with pain that I say they and their families will lose a week's pay. But it's something we have to do. It's something I have to do.
That's Mayor de Blasio, who announced earlier today that for 1 week in October, he and his wife and 492 other city employees are going to forfeit a week's pay, furloughing them officially, to save the city about $860,000. His week's pay is going to be about $5,000. The city is facing roughly $9 billion in budget deficit. And his response, he goes, I'm shocked that we didn't see anything from Washington, D.C. Here to give us some reaction to this is John Catsimatidis. John, when you run a city or a state without fiscal discipline, I don't know why that become. Now, certainly emergencies are emergencies, and the president offered to help with COVID-related financing specifically. But when you're asking for blank checks from Washington, D.C., and you run your state and city the way we have here, I don't know that that's really the taxpayer's responsibility elsewhere, is that?
Well, you got to remember something. Donald Trump is a New Yorker. Our majority leader in the Senate does have a heart, because he did, when I requested to him, when Senator Schumer and Governor Cuomo 5-6 years ago asked me to go request money for, what was it, Sandy?
Yes.
He gave it to me, and he gave it to me on behalf of for New Yorkers. So, but what they're saying right now is they're willing to put money into New York as long as they put in a federal monitor to make sure that the money is spent properly. What's wrong with that?
Well,
because don't forget, we had federal monitors in New York in the 70s, in the 80s. Not federal monitors, I apologize, it was state. New York State helped out New York City when they were in trouble. And they put in Richard Ravitch as the monitor from New York State to make sure. What was the old expression? They don't spend money like drunken sailors. Now,
exactly.
Do I get sued by the sailors for saying
no,
that?
No, I don't think so.
But it's an old expression that me and you would know.
Well, of course. And, the monitors have worked. I mean, right now, NYCHA is under federal monitorship.
Schwartz. He's a very competent person, and the federal government is putting plenty of money into New York City Housing Authority to help. But let me tell you something, that place is still a mess. There's 800,000 New Yorkers being treated like third world citizens because they're not spending the money as well as they can to give those people a normal New York life.
Well, and here's part of the problem then, John, and I get what you're saying in terms of Sandy, because that was a natural disaster, and you can't really plan for those, although if you were instituting good stewardship, there would be some rainy day funds that you'd set aside planning for that. Businesses do that. You've got to have, you know, your emergency funds to go to. But overall, I think the rest of the country looks at de Blasio and Cuomo with their interactions with the president over COVID. When he said, okay, I'll send you this amount to deal with the crisis. But they said, well, wait, we've got these big deficits. We need all this money to cover our deficits. I think a lot of the people looked at it and said, well, why is everyone else paying for the bad management
of the state? Let me give you some facts. I ran for mayor in 2013, and Mayor de Blasio won. And there were 270,000 employees in New York City. Well, guess what? There's 305,000. They hired 35,000 people in New York City.
That's
where
right.
are they? You know, and I'll give you one more number.
Yeah.
The budget was 70 billion. And the proposed budget was 99 billion until they just cut it back to 90. But that's still $20 billion more than 6 years ago.
Right.
Give me a break.
John, what was the position? So I think when Bloomberg was in office, it's like a special assistant or a special secretary or something. I forget the title of the actual position. But Bloomberg had, I think, three on payroll at 180 G's a year or something like that. And de Blasio ballooned that to over two dozen. And
that's nickels and dimes. I am talking about billions
but still,
and billions.
What do you do? What do you do with that many people on the payroll? I mean, you can't just give money to people and just give them jobs just because you like them.
Look, I like, I never had an argument with Bill de Blasio in the last 20 years until now. No, it is. You know, I try to live with everybody. But he's basically, he's a smart guy, but he's not doing the right thing for New York right now, especially with the New York City Police Department.
No, there's no doubt about that. And where'd all that money go that his wife's program was supposed to be investing in the program that she was taking on? It had something to do with...
Rudy says the next mayor should look into it.
I definitely think that's... I think America's mayor knows what he's talking about there. Hey, let me throw this story at you real quick. It's not really related close to home here, but there's a story out today, just broke. Thousands of North Carolina residents were told that they were COVID positive in Mecklenburg County. 6,700 people got a text message saying that they had tested positive. 500 were told through a county email they were all wrong.
Wow.
John, what do you do if you're the Mecklenburg County head or the mayor of that city?
They made people... How many? 570 people were told they were positive.
6,700 people were told they were positive.
6,700 people were told they were positive and they were negative. I'd say they made 6,700 people miserable, and I would say that find out, investigate, and see who did it. If it was done intentionally, or if it was just bad equipment.
Yeah, I think you've probably got to look at a different coordinator for your COVID response team too.
Well, I just 10 minutes ago got my test. It's negative.
Yes, good. Well, that means then you can do your show, which follows this one tonight on AM 970, The Answer here in New York, and WLIR out on Long Island. And John, we're gonna have a great time.
Well,
we're gonna be talking about
wristbands. And before you talk to me, I say, show me your wristband.
Just like at my gym, man. Just like at my gym. Hey, John, we'll see you in a few. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. And we are reaching a very important point in the COVID-19 crisis that most people in America don't know anything about. See, the COVID crisis in America has played out along one set of talking points. We must find a cure. We've got to have a vaccine. We need new therapies. We've got to make sure that reopenings begin, which is good. That's what America needs. That's how we will get our life back on track. And it's important for that to happen because of how the COVID crisis has actually interrupted the life of the third world. Well, wait a second, Kevin. What do you mean by that? Well, it's this simple. When the first world, Europe and America and the developed countries on planet Earth, began to experience the COVID crisis, the poverty that was already engulfing third world countries took a deeper and darker hold on all of them. That is nowhere more pronounced than in the Sudan region of Africa. In the northern Sudanese country, those who have been enslaved by northern Sudanese had their conditions become worse. Slave owners couldn't get as much food, so the little bit that they were already feeding to their slaves got taken away. They also got a harsher crackdown on not getting work done and more brutal circumstances like genital mutilation and starvation, sometimes poking out slaves' eyes who choose to disobey sometimes basic and abusive orders. Friends, these things have been occurring and they continue to occur. But Christian Solidarity International, somebody that we have advocated for the last dozen years or so at Kevin McCullough, all things related to this broadcast, Radio Night Live, the Kevin McCullough Show, and all of our podcasts, one of the things we have been advocating for is the liberation of those slaves so that they're not even in the ownership of those slave masters any longer. See, they came to be slaves while the Sudanese civil war was underway. And when government powers brokered the peace and South Sudan was created as the world's youngest nation, it didn't address, none of the global powers addressed the continuing slave scenario there. Friends, we can make a difference, as we have in years past, by choosing to liberate slave by slave on an individual underground railroad negotiated basis. Not trading dollars for lives, but trading something that is of value to the slave master, a vaccine for his cattle called Novidium. It will help his cattle survive through the harsh summer and weather extremes. And in exchange, they'll release a slave. CSI has been involved in this negotiation for dozens of years and have helped free tens of thousands. Over 100,000 slaves have now been freed. The vaccine costs about $50. And then in addition to that, CSI would like to offer every slave that is liberated what's called a bag of hope. It includes a tarp that can be turned into a tent. It includes a year's worth of sorghum seed to grow a coming crop. It includes a year's worth of sorghum grain to be able to feed themselves for the first year when they win their liberty. Friends, you can make a life for a slave know that freedom by just giving that gift of $250. They also get a she-goat to help produce some income for the family and gardening tools to help them on their way. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to help someone who has been ravaged by the COVID-19 crisis. Would you help free a slave right now? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. With the markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you, you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected, and if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
These are Biden riots.
Yeah.
He is in charge of the party that has a very, very close relationship with Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that was America's mayor with us just earlier today. And yeah, it's true. It's Biden's problem. He's not separating himself from them, and they are the ones shooting sheriff's deputies at point-blank range. And in the last 24 hours since the report of them going to the hospital, just in that next 24 hours after the news hit, you've had five other shootings across the country that happened in almost similar fashion. People just walking up to parked police officers and just at point blank range pulling a trigger. It's got to be stopped. And President Trump will. This is not going to continue on his watch. All right. So I'm equally dumbfounded positively today about the fact that, again, it appears the president has outmaneuvered his opponent. Joe Biden's been saying, oh, he's got no plan for COVID. Oh, he's got no plan for COVID. Come on, man. And now the president's team is going to be releasing the COVID vaccine for free to any American. That's not for free. We've already paid for it. Our taxes paid for it. But it's going to be available to everyone at no cost the day that the approvals are finalized. So what do the Democrats do now? Well, now they're toying with whether or not these vaccines can be trusted. So they're saying, well, maybe Democrats shouldn't take the vaccine. They're actually saying this. They're out there undermining the reliability of this very intense process that these vaccines are being made and scrutinized through. But you know, it shouldn't surprise you because they mocked him for pushing forward hydroxychloroquine, which is now the number one treatment for COVID. They mocked him when he got remdesivir put through, which is the number one late-stage treatment for COVID. They mocked him when he pushed through the idea of the blood plasma, and it is the most effective death-delaying treatment for late-stage that there is. Of course they're going to try to undermine the vaccine. Because Joe Biden's policy on COVID, he doesn't have a coherent plan to cure the disease. He says, wear a mask and I'll shut the economy down. That's what he promised he would do at his convention. They have to undermine all of the success that the president has. Because all he does is eat their lunch every single day. They're awful at this. And he's showing them up on every angle. I'm Kevin McCullough.